Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I just decided to go on because I got to eat. All right. So, but I wanted to come on here and get into some things with y'all. It's a little loud. It's a little loud. It's a little loud. It's a little loud. 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 Yes. Absolute. No. It's a little loud. Oh, it's a little loud. It's a little loud. It's a little loud. A little loud. It's a little loud in here. 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 It's a little loud. It's a little. Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. That's what it was. That's what it was. All right. So, what is this? What is this? What is this? All right. So, this is what I want to see. This is what I want y'all to do. This is what I need from you. All right. So, we're going to get into some things. Oh, that's where that's at. All right. That's over there. That's over here. This is over here. Like that. All right. What's going on, everybody? So we got a lot to get into. So let's do it. What's popping? Okay. Let me make sure this is in. What's popping over there? All right. That's the blessing of having a fucking, oh, is that what that is? Oh, my God. It's just right. All right. So I'm going to turn that up a little bit. And there we go. So we're going to get into some things. And, yeah, we're going to talk.
Yeah, center when you were in the
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first time ever hearing him give her an apology. But he went on and he went in a, he brought, not an apology, but children are like, their friends are like fun. So if they see that it's okay for him to go on, if he has that many watchers, and I can see like children saying, oh, okay, well, it must be a good thing because there's still a lot of people watching, you know, so, and it's popular. The children love things that are popular. There's a lot of people watching, and yeah, it's like, oh, okay, and then of course the comments, like, if they're reading them and people are agreeing, like, okay. So when you were saying, like, you know, like the next generation, so if that's what they're all clicking in and seeing, then they will more than likely follow. So
yeah,
makes sense when you put it like that way.
So Terry, you growing up as a burger as a chocolate.
African boogie scratcher. They call me Black Jabot, like Dad Jabot. Kendrick, you remember that? So they named me Black Jabot after the pair of Black Jabot jeans because they thought I was smart like the Black Jabot jeans. Any black name that came to me sitting there, it got even bad, so bad that I was a super. And the guy who talked to me with my phone, and he said,
hello. Uh-oh. Let me make sure that we got it. We got it popping tonight. Let's make sure. Let me turn me up. Turn me up. What's popping? Are we on here? Are we here? What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back. Well, on the backup channel. We're not all the way back, but we're back enough, okay? Where we're able to get into some things. And I think I got the call-in number working. So I got a little time tonight so we can kiki. Not too long because I got to eat my air-fried chicken, okay? It is a little – uh-oh, that was a little loud. That was a little rough. Okay. A little rough. All right. A little rough. All right. Okay. All right. There we go. So I got to eat my air-fried chicken tonight. But anyway, and listen – we got a good air fryer. It's really, 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 really good. But I want to come to you guys and just say shout out to you all and, well, to the supporters, that is, you know, shout out to all the supporters. And I just want to let you guys know that I really, really love you guys, all right? I know you guys have been missing the lives. A lot of you guys don't have station head. I know. But some things are in the works, and we'll see. You know what I'm saying? We're working on some a little this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Can't get into too much, but, you know, hopefully, you know, things will be changing soon. All right? Somebody said I might need to, you know, go ahead and start getting ready to polish my motherfucking crown. They said they might need you to go polish that crown and bring that crown back out, but I don't really know yet. We don't know. We don't know. Can y'all hear me? I want to make sure y'all can hear me. If y'all can hear me, bells and bombs in the comments, because it sounds amazing on my end, but I just want to make sure that y'all can hear me. She's talking about some, I want some diet fried chicken. Let me tell you something, that diet fried chicken is good. And let me tell you something, with the diet fried chicken, you can definitely eat all the hot sauce you want. Now, here's the whole tea. I'm supposed to be on this damn diet, and I ain't lost no weight. And I have to let people know, listen, I don't even know if the whole diet thing is really going to work for me, because I'm not going to sit here and eat salt and pepper air fried chicken every day. So even if I lose the weight, I'm not going to eat like that for the rest of my life. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to deprive. I've been drinking water and everything. Look at all this water I've been drinking. This is all I drink now, waters. It's no liquor. It's no tequila. It's nothing. It's no juice. It's no soda. It's just water and Gatorade. I'm tired of this, and I'm still fat. If I drink another water, I might as well turn into water. I work out every day. But maybe the thing is, I'm not doing all them burpees and stuff like that. When it gets too hard, I'd be like, listen, I'm tired, I'm done. So maybe I'm not sweating hard enough. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Got to sweat harder. But anyway, let me move these out the way. Well, I just want to say shout out to all you guys here. I love y'all. I miss you guys. I really do. A lot of people are like, I really haven't realized how much I missed the live, right? Until we couldn't go live, and until it wasn't our normal live stream setup, until it wasn't our normal show format. We last time we tried to do the call-in number, it didn't really work. It was just a lot, right? And so I went out and bought some new equipment. I ended up taking it back. I still use my old faithful. It works just as good, if not better. So, and then the other day, my freaking camera and stuff went out. It was just a mess. But nonetheless, I do notice that this channel, let me tell you, this channel, this backup channel right here, gives a lot of people some content. A lot of people be having things to say. I mean, people that, you know, come out the woodwork with commentary on me. And, you know, they always come when it's controversial, never when it's positive. So I just realized I don't really watch them. I really don't take heed to anything that they're saying. I really don't. It's not valid. It's not justified. I don't care, because they don't. Their commentary that a lot of these content creators, these smaller content creators, they do, it's not very balanced. You never hear them when we're doing anything positive over here. You only seem to hear them when there's some controversy or when there's something that they can use as clickbait to try to drag me, i.e. Armand hates women. You see all these people that you've never seen before starting channels just to drag me, right? But then it's like when we're doing anything positive, you never see these people on their platforms. So it's just not balanced commentary. People see that as a move to attack me. And it is what it is. If it helps you build your channel, build your channel. But this show is not about them. This show is about my subscribers that we talked about it over on Station Head, but I want to make sure I came over here to YouTube to let you guys know, because I know a lot of you guys don't have a lot of you guys have Android, so you guys can't get on there. But I want to personally say, listen, I love you all. I thank you guys so much, because there are so many times that, you know, I come on to the backup pages or the Station Heads, or I'm always addressing the naysayers, the haters, the clout chasers, the Armand Wiggins hate train. I'm always giving them attention. I'm always giving them life. And there are some times that I don't give enough of my faithful subscribers. You know, in my opinion, I don't feel like I give enough gratification at times to the people that are actually there for me. So particularly today, you guys really showed out for me again, just like you guys did with the Zeus Network thing. I just want to say thank you guys so much. We got a lot of you guys went and watched my video and it reached Erica Banks, her team, her management, Carl Crawford, 1501. So let me tell you something. There's some great things coming. I want to say thank you guys so much for doing that. I mean, I've seen so many people. She not only did 1501 repost me in the story, she reposted me in her story, tagged me, you know what I mean, commented in my post, then reposted me on her page, and then all you guys went and tagged her and told her that you found her through me. So I want to let you guys know I really, 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 really appreciate that. I'm really, really grateful. I'm really, really thankful. Even if I don't say it all the time or if I don't convey it, let me tell you something. I may complain and whine and cry about the naysayers over here, but I do have some people that really, really genuinely support me and really, really understand me and really, really want to see me win. And I'm really, really appreciative for that. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for that because, a lot, you know, you guys don't have to follow me on a backup page and on Twitter and on Instagram and on Station Head. And you guys don't have to go and tag, you know, these people for me. It's not your careers. A lot of you guys have your own career. So you don't have to help me get to the next stages of my career. And quite frankly, there's a lot of people who like to watch and don't want to be in any help. Actually, they want to actually take part in helping the downfall. I.e., that's why they'll watch everything, but they won't subscribe. But they'll watch to hopefully if I say something negative, then they can use that as ammunition to try to bring me down. You know what I mean? So I just want to shout out to those people who watch, who are subscribed, who are members, who are moderators. If you can't be a member, you're still subscribed and you're following everywhere that you can, because just by being a subscriber, you're helping build a platform. So everybody doesn't have money. I get it. But just by your support here and doing the little things that you can, like simply tagging the artist. If I do a call to action, like tag this person and tag that person and let them know, that really speaks volumes. So I'm really, really grateful. I'm really, really thankful that you guys did that for me. I appreciate you guys for doing it. We're giving out game because, you know, the ones it'd be your haters that don't like you, but they be trying to steal all your concepts on how you grow. Now watch, you're going to have them same fools that don't like me going trying to use my same marketing concepts. But listen, they can't take what we have away, you know, and I just honestly, I'm just grateful. Today was a fantastic freaking day. I was gagging all day, got some good news. It's just we really, really lit and we really, really going up and we not really going to be stopped. That's the whole thing. You know what I mean? And in the next couple of weeks, people are really going to be gagging. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not really sure yet. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but some of these hoes are going to be like, dude. So yeah, I'm really thankful for y'all, and I just want to let y'all know, thank you guys, because I don't give enough of you guys credit over here for the positive. You know, I'm always ranting on these haters and these niggas. I give them too much energy. I gotta give my people energy that's getting me booked. Okay, getting these people on the show, getting these people, getting my name out there, getting me shouted out and followed and supported by freaking big people in the industry with pull, with money, with opportunity, with things that I need to take me to the next level. So thank you to my gay boys. Thank you to my beautiful black soul sisters. You know what I'm saying? Thank you to my Caucasian women, my Puerto Rican women, my the Chinese women. Shout out to all of you guys. I love that we are a melting pot over here and we're a rainbow of colors and personalities and ethnicities. And you know, we get into some things. And I love that, you know, you guys, the ones that are really here with me, see and understand where I'm coming from. And, you know, I'm grateful. I'm really, 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 really grateful because took those 2 days, came back, and then I realized, like, yo, wow, I really have some true supporters. Because there's some times when you feel like, damn, like you don't really have a lot of support. You know what I mean? Like people will turn on you. But then when it comes to most important times, like the Zeus Network thing, y'all went hard for me. Y'all went hard for me with this Erica Banks thing. So I really appreciate each and every last one of y'all. Y'all are lit. I love y'all. So much. All right. So, yeah, I just want to let y'all know, like, y'all are fucking lit. I love y'all to death. Okay. And we'll be back soon. We'll be back soon. I know a lot of people are like, damn, I missed the live. I can't believe they got you down. I missed it. We coming back. Trust me, we coming back. We coming back. Trust me. Yes, for Vegas. I did talk about Vegas briefly in a video. I was going to upload it, but I'm probably going to release it as a members only first because of my members have not gotten any content in probably 2 months. So, and then now I can't go live. So I'm probably going to release it as a members only first before I release it on this channel. And then I'll try to find something else how to do for the members. So, oh, my eyebrows is a mess. I seen that. It's because I ain't got. So, yeah. But. Oh, thank you so much for the super. Yes, I'd be forgetting that this channel gets super chats. Yes. Shout out. Trout, I miss y'all too. And I missed the lives. I missed the kikis. I missed the super chats. I missed all of it. I missed the members. I can't even see who the members are now because I miss seeing y'all little logo things by. This is not the same, but it's cool. We're still building this channel. You know what I mean? Now, all right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to, let's see. Let's see if I can put the calling number up. Let's see if the calling number worked now. Okay. Well, before we get into that, I got to tell y'all too. Now, apparently, shout out to Erica Banks, shout out to the whole team, shout out to all them people, Carl Crawford, 1501, everybody there, you know who you are, I love y'all. But apparently now I'm on the new T is now I am being paid by 1501. I'm being sponsored by 1501 in an effort to take down Megan Thee Stallion by promoting Erica Banks. This is the new thing that they're using now. You can never win for losing. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. I'm not on anybody's payroll. There's no takedown agenda. There's none of that. It's just a nigga doing his thing and getting into some things. So, there's no takedown here. I don't hate Megan Thee Stallion. I just like Erica Banks. It's not one or the other. I'm just saying Erica is talented, and it is what it is. But apparently there's this takedown and that I'm in on in regards to Megan Thee Stallion on the behalf of 1501 and Erica Banks. So that's that on that. And the other tea is that I've been dying to try to get into, but I was telling the people, the girls back over on station head, Chow, that I've been wanting to get into this Jeffree Star, Shane Dawson, Tati Westbrook, James Charles tea. But I'm just like, girl, I gotta tread lightly on that because, you know what I mean, on the back end, you know, some of us are intertwined, different content creators have the same management. So some of us are on the same team. And my views may not exactly go with what their views are. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be having the blacks over here dragging me and wanting to cancel me. Then I got the white girls over there wanting to cancel me. I need to make sure I still got some allies. Now, if Tati Westbrook comes out with some detailed receipts proving that Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star plan to take down on James Charles, then I'm jumping in on it. I don't care what nobody say. But I'm not just going to jump in on it head first right now. But if that happens, the Armand Wiggins show is y'all gonna see me get this together, okay? I'm gonna put on a flawless mug, baby, and we're gonna show that what I'm using, and I'm gonna let y'all know what foundation is on my mug, baby, and we're gonna read those girls. We're gonna get into some things, baby, and then we're gonna get ourselves a sponsorship, baby, for over there, okay? And I'll be representing Juvia's Place, bitch. Don't play with me. But I ain't going to do no lashes or nothing crazy. We just going to do a light NC45. You know, something like that. Very much a base. just for clarity. Just to let you girls know that I'm over here getting into some things. And not for nothing, let me tell you, them girls over there, those views, you know, in 1 minute is 50,000 views. It's like, girl, don't have me leave. Don't have me leave over here and get over to the white girls, because you niggas can have it. Y'all boring over here, child. I'm finna go get over here in this Jeffree Star tee and get 100,000 views in 2 hours. But it's going to take me a while to get into that algorithm. But, child, you know, them views be crazy over there. And I'm itching over there, baby. I'm itching. If I wasn't more into the music, see, that my end game is to be in the music. But that over there, like, I don't have any real beauty. I don't really care. But let me tell you something. The coins are there because if you can get in that beauty industry and then you get those brand deals, my God. But, see, I'm not really into the whole beauty thing. Now, the tea is interesting. But I don't really do a lot of the beauty stuff. Now, I am starting to use different face cleansers and face wash and things like that. And I might flip that in there and, you know, maybe look. But, you know, I'm into the music stuff. So, like, we like to still get into the music. But you never know. You just never know. Because where the dollar is, our mind will follow. And if and I've been real nervous about tapping into that because I'm like, girl, do I really want to go over there? But it's been calling me because I've been watching it. And I'm like, you know what? In a minute, I'm going to just go. Y'all going to see a Jeffree Star like in a minute. And it's not even just for the coins. It's because, baby, I'm starting to have my own opinion because now I'm watching it and I'm starting to see a lot of bullshit. OK, and you, even by me talking about it now, I'm like, you can tell that I'm ready to say what I feel. But I'm trying not to just jump out the window with it. You know, you still got to be smart. See, a lot of people are stupid. They just start talking and just burn on every bridge that could possibly be made. So, yeah, we will get over there and we will get into some things, okay? Look, see, y'all always here for the minutes. Y'all like, get into it, get into it, get into it. Child, I might get into it. They said I'm on my candy tea now. Yes, God, I'm very much on my candy tea. This is my, every man wants a woman. So, because this black stuff is boring now, child. I don't care about none of this. It's boring over here. It's just a lot of haters over here. Like, child, I'm going to go over there with the white people, girl, and get into that kiki. Because let me tell you something, that Jeffree Star, first of all, them views is everything over there on that side. And them people is just as messy. And they will cancel you in a minute. But then, you know what? They cancel you with 50,000, a million, 8 million, 9 million, 10 million views. You know what I'm saying? Like, girl, everybody's eating over there. And then over there, they don't mind sharing content and you doing reactions and using your clips or you using their clips. It's everything is content. Go back and forth. Like, let's get it. They don't mind any of that. So, but I got to be smart because, you know, on the back end, you don't want to burn any bridges when, you know, but I mean, we'll see. I'm trying to figure out, you know, I got to watch a little bit more to see how I feel. So they like get into it. See, I might, y'all get me pumped. Y'all want me to get over there because, baby, there's some tea over there. A lot of tea over there, and I will sit and watch all of that and get into that. But then, girl, like, but what's my end goal? What am I going to come out with a palette? Hey, I might, baby. Don't play with me, baby. It'd be the B&B squad palette. It'd be the monkey palette. And it'd be all different shades of monkeys in that mother. It'd be the monkey palette. Banana split, gorilla mat. Curious George Yellow. Godzilla Brown. Don't play with me and it'll sell out. Be like candy, greedy. period, pull. All right, bitch, I think I'm going to do that, the monkey palette, and we're going to do a collab. All right. All right, 563-999-3658. Call in and talk to me for a minute. Let me know what y'all feeling, what y'all want to get into, what we talking about, and what's up. Yeah, I probably would get over there, I gotta see how I feel. Gotta see how I feel. I gotta pick the right. Here's the thing. I gotta pick the right side. This is all a strategy. Let me tell you something. It's all strategy. You gotta pick the right side. That could come back to haunt me later for saying that shit. But it's true. You gotta pick the right team. Dang it. Can't just be no fool. All right. Okay, somebody calling. Ain't nobody called in. I need to make sure this calling number is working. Oh, the girls is upset. Who cares? Let them be mad. Shit, they gonna just buy the palette. Oh, they said I don't like. Oh no, here's the thing. I do like James Charles. I mean, honestly, I really could care less about any of them. I feel like James Charles is a narcissist that would get cursed out for having me effed up. And I feel like James Charles is like one of those girls that's like slick slide, shady and nasty. Like, you know what I mean? Well, slick throat, like read you right to your face. And then just because she's young. So she James Charles will F around and offend you right in front of your face. You know what I mean? And tell you that you're a broke B. Jeffree Star is going to be nice, nasty. She's going to sit in your face and pretend like she cares about you and then call you a dirty nigger and a broke, dirty one at that when you turn your back and she thinks you're not looking, nor can you hear her. You know what I'm saying? And Tati Westbrook doesn't give a damn about black people. And if she'll stab her own white people in the back, she'll stab niggas in the back for sure. She don't give a damn about nobody. Tati Westbrook is a dry old clout chaser and has zero loyalty. Shane Dawson, he's about to coin. He did that. He was never even in the beauty community, okay? And Shane Dawson can't take too much of this heat. He got his coin, and he's ready to get the hell on, okay? He did that documentary for Jeffree Charles, and he's seen how much money it made. Then he did another one. He made all that money again. Then he said, hell, I want to do a makeup. I want to get into beauty. People started dragging his ass because he was never putting any beauty on his damn channel. So he just used the beauty community for the clicks, the views, and the coins and got all that money off of that conspiracy palette and then dipped out. Now he's flipping on Jeffree Charles. Jeffree Star and calling them all narcissistic, self-centered people. Meanwhile, he done collected all this money and all them views, and now he's the hell out. And still, we ain't really got no Shane Dawson beauty channel. So all of them are frauds to me. Jeffree Star. You know what I'm saying. All right. 217-3451. You live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Oh,
okay,
this is
how
so
do you
good.
Feel
this
about
so...
6ix9ine?
Oh, go ahead.
How do you feel about 6ix9ine bringing in Cardi B on the Billboard debacle?
You know what? I missed
that. They tried to block him.
What happened?
Well, he tried to say that. I think it was a thread on Twitter where like 8 Barty Gang members were trying to keep him from getting number one on the Billboard. And he basically exposed it, like trying to like basically throw shade at Cardi B and bring her into the mess.
Oh, I didn't see that. See, I was on my Erica Banks stuff today. If I had to think about anything, I feel like that probably would be... What did he say? What did he say that she did?
He didn't say she did anything. He was just saying, like, basically, like, her fans, like, her cult was trying to keep him from going number one. Basically, it was more so like he was trying to get a reaction out of her. Like, for her to say something. You know how
yeah,
he
like he's
he
trying to start some beef with Cardi. They're trying to start some beef. I don't understand why he would do that. I think that that's crazy, and I think that 6ix9ine is just trolling. I think that I don't know why he would do that. I think that him and Nicki do have conversations, and they've had conversations about Cardi B. It's very apparent that Nicki doesn't like Cardi B, and he doesn't, and he's picked a side. And so I'm sure that they drag each other. And does Tekashi even fool with anybody on the Migos or anybody at, over at QC? Nobody, right? Not Travis Scott, not Lil Baby, none of them. So, yeah, I don't see – yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he would even bring Cardi B in this. Actually, Cardi B is not in this. Actually, Cardi B is actually starting to piss me off because she's so not in this. Girl, we need you to get in this because I'm ready to go on to my girl, Erica Banks, because, girl, Cardi, what are we waiting? We almost had a year before we had another record.
Right. Now, I did listen to Erica Banks last night because of you, and that's a banger. The whole album.
Yes.
The whole mixtape.
Yeah. Yes. I live for her.
They got the one.
Yeah. So I like Erica Banks, and she's from Dallas.
Yes, she is. I live in Dallas.
Y'all don't listen to her? Or you listen? Do you
yes,
listen
she
to the radio?
Is. I don't listen to the radio here because it's so watered down here in Dallas. I don't really listen to the radio stations. When people post stuff on social media, I go and check it out.
Okay.
You're the only reason why I listen to her. So, so that's what made me check her out. Other than that,
well, because a lot of people were throwing shade at her in the shade room. The shade room was throwing shade at her, and I was like, hold on, let me go listen to her. And now when I listened, I was like, she really don't sound like Meg. I could see where she sounds like Meg.
She don't.
But then it was like, no, like, she actually sounds like she's been rapping for a while. You know what I'm saying?
She has, and this is what people don't understand. Half Pint Films has been promoting Erica Banks for a very long time. Real Life Street Stars interviewed Ronnie from Half Pint Films that does all the music videos for a lot of people here in the Dallas, Texas area. He's like one of the main guys. But he's been promoting her for a very long time. That's why a lot of people don't know. Erica Banks been rapping.
Yeah.
I want to say she's been rapping probably about as long as Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere close to it. But she's been out for a while. She's just now actually getting a buzz. That's the thing. She's been out for a minute. Because Ronnie been promoting her. Ronnie been talking about her. Well, Real Life Street Stars did an interview, and they asked him, who's the hottest artist that you think is out right now in Texas? He did not say Megan. He said Erica Banks, clear as day. He was like, Erica, he was like, she got something. I watched an interview, I want to say, probably like a month ago, where he said that I just never went to go check her out. What made me go check her out is when you was like, hold on, she got something. I was like, okay, well, let me go check her out, which I should have checked her out because Half Pint Films, like I said, he's well-known here in Dallas. Like, he does everybody's music video here in Dallas. Like, everybody knows who he is. So, you know, I should have checked her out then, but I was just like, and I was trying to listen to his interview because he was talking about some stuff that I wanted to hear about. So I didn't go and check her out because of that. I was too much into his interview then. You know what I'm saying? Trying to stop the interview and go listen to her music. But he's been promoting her for a very long time. So I don't know, you know, why they would throw shade at her because, I mean, she's been out, you know. She just hasn't gotten a big buzz. That's the whole thing about it.
Yes. Well, we're here for her now. And the people are going to know about Erica Banks. And that's one thing that I think that's great about this channel, and this is why this will always be my passion, because the music, I love finding new artists. And the thing is, you guys know, when Megan came out, when a lot of these new girls come out, I don't be sold. But something about Erica was like, hold on. Like, I like this one. Because when I listen to it, I'm like, oh, girl, she's got me up. Every record.
She's good. Yeah, the whole mixtape goes good. Other than that, I just wanted to ask you, how do you feel about the whole Jay Prince and NBA YoungBoy situation?
I don't even know. I was in Vegas. Tell me what happened. I've been out the loop.
Well, NBA YoungBoy house got broken into here in Houston, Texas. And he went on his social, well, he wasn't on his social media, but it was someone else's social media, I think. He went live on it and was talking about it and was like, you know, they can keep it. They only sell the keys to his car and the umbrellas to his car. They really didn't take anything. So he was like, you know, he's not worried about it. They can keep it. They got a problem. You know, they know where he lives, or they can drop their address, blah, 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 blah. So a couple of days later, Jay Prince inserts himself and says that he got NBA Youngboy stuff and that he needs to check in with him, this, this, that, and the third, and how he talked to NBA Youngboy's brother and all this extra shit. So NBA Youngboy came back and was like, hey, like, if you got my shit, why you ain't call me? Why you jumping on social media? Because we all know he don't have his social media anymore. Like, he's been staying off of it. And so now Jay Prince came back and was like, you a dumb ass, like, basically, like, calling him dumb and being disrespectful because NBA Youngboy was like, he didn't want the stuff back, he can keep it, because if he had it, he should have just called him. And a lot, like, it's caused a lot of controversy on Jay Prince's page. Like, it's caused a lot of controversy because some people are like, NBA Youngboy disrespectful, and then some people like, it should have been handled off of social media. If Jay Prince had his stuff,
to
you
look
know,
into that. So, yeah, let me look into that and come back, because it sounds like that's a lot of tea that I probably need to know what's going on. I need to see that for myself to be able to dissect that.
Yeah, it's a lot, and it's causing a very big debate on Jay Prince's page. A lot of people are calling him out. What I want to say is me personally, I see it for what it is. To me, it's kind of funny. I'm from Texas, and I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
For years, every person chain that has gotten snatched or their stuff has gotten took, somehow Jay Prince ends up with it, or somehow Jay Prince knows who took it.
Mm.
I'm calling it for what I see it. My thing is, I don't blame NBA Youngboy for telling him, keep it. If you got my stuff, why don't you just call me? You're not going to tell me I need to check in with you. No, I don't need to do shit but stay black and die.
Right.
You know, it's a big controversy going on. You just got to check it out.
Okay.
It's a lot going on. Yeah, it's just a lot. But thank you, Armand.
Thank you so much. All right. Thanks, Boo.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay, somebody said that my voice is not matching up. Are we having a syncing problem? Let me tell you. Let me know on this page that we can do it now. I was having that issue because I had to reset everything. No, it looks fine to me, too. Okay, let me go ahead and take this other. We're going to take two more, and we're going to go 3180. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, it's Donovan.
Hey, but what's going on?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with the screen. It's just behind. I'm watching it on my iPad right now. I'm looking at
okay.
You. It's just behind by a couple of seconds, but it's fine. What was I gonna say? I'm good. You know, where I go to school at here, they already canceled it for next year. After Thanksgiving, nobody can come back. It's just gonna be remotely online for everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's becoming, I don't know how serious it is to these people, but they're taking it mighty extra serious. I still don't be wearing no mask outside because I can't.
But you're in Milwaukee, right?
Madison.
Madison.
So,
oh, okay.
About an hour and 30 minutes away or something like that.
Oh, I thought they didn't have that many cases out there.
It's rising everywhere, I guess.
Well, be safe. And why are you not wearing your mask?
Because it hurts my ear. The mask don't hurt your ears?
No,
it
I got a thin mask.
To wear
I got
mask.
A couple
I can't
masks.
Keep a mask. You said you got a couple one?
Yeah, I got one that I didn't get to wear. I got two Fendi masks that I had made, and I can't even. They're cute, but I cannot wear them. They like you can't even breathe. It hurts. But then I got these little gas station masks that I wear all the time. They're a little bit more comfortable. But the best masks are the little black ones from Amazon. They're like $5. I can breathe. They're super thin, though. I don't know if they're really doing anything, but at least I can breathe.
No. Every mask I wear is literally hurt to keep it on for a super long. I can't keep it on for more than 2 hours. I have to take it off. But what was I going to say? The white people are mine. We need a little brief slip. What are you talking about? What did they do? You're talking about you got to pick a side. You're talking about you're going to insert. You're going to give a pin. Like, what did they do? Something. We don't know anything. We don't be paying attention to them.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying, like, you know, I have allies over on that side. People that like me over there, that people I'm cool with. But they don't necessarily But see, some of those people are necessary. Like, they are looked at as Jeffree Star minions, right? And my thought sometimes, if I'm looking at it, sometimes I may not agree with what they're saying, but, you know, and then it may force me to have to go in on them. And I'm, like, trying not to do that because, you know, business, it's not really good. And on the back end, some of us work with the same management company. So I'm not trying to be beefing with these niggas over there.
Armand, if you know, so many people are making the videos about you where they don't agree with, do you know how many people are making the videos about Shane Dawson and his pages and their pages and that? They're going to brush that right off. But what was I about to say? Shane Dawson needs to, yeah, like you said, he be talking about, he trying to talk about James and leave. He needs to leave. I haven't watched no Shane Dawson video since I was in middle school. I don't know why people still pay attention to him, honestly. Have you paid attention, or are you just doing?
No, let me tell you something. I don't even watch Shane Dawson. I paid attention to him during, you know, just when he got into the beauty community. Somebody says watch Luscious Masquerade. Let me tell you something. We talked about Luscious. I'll tell you guys, Luscious. I like Luscious, but Luscious. The thing about you, do you know who Luscious is? Rich Luscious' friend. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Luscious just reminds me. I like Luscious. The only thing with Luscious is Luscious reminds me of a person on this platform, on this side of the fence, that stalks me because they want to be me. You know what I'm saying? The cool kid, they want to be the cool kid, so they try to bring the cool kid down because they think that they should be the cool kid. So, you know, Luscious is that to Rich Lux. So Luscious is what Kaya is to Trina. Luscious is what Tasha K is to Wendy Williams and Cardi B. You know what I mean? So while I like her, I can't like her too much because I have one of those that's attaching themselves to me. And I can't stand
okay.
it.
Okay.
But no, anyway, I'm going to get into it. We're going to get into it because the Nicki stuff is getting kind of boring. But that's what I'm glad about. I got this new girl that's coming out. And so, yeah, I'm looking for different stuff because it's getting kind of boring on this side. The hip hop, I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I want to talk about it, but ain't nobody doing that. Ain't nothing really juicy going on.
That's true. What was I about to say? The Erica Banks, I did get into that. I still think 1501 is messy as fuck, but
really?
I did get into the Erica Banks. I like some of the songs. Everything did not hit for me. No, nothing of one person's albums. Not everything of one person's albums ever hit for me. So that was no surprise. But I liked it. I liked what she had to offer. And I think that when it comes to a point where she gets to the real, where she got to start making real music to like get her into the mainstream, then it's going to be fire. You're right. And what was I about to say? Oh, you 6ix9ine? Yeah, he messes with one person because he has music with Lil Baby. He made a song with Lil Baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he does.
Maybe I didn't know
that. But that was before they went to jail. You know, it's a whole different demographic after he came out. Well, it's really not, but you know, the same. He not fucking with this. No one fucked with him besides Nicki.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I think it's going to get back hot and popping once everybody can get back outside because people can start going on tour and start doing show. Like, a big part of our culture is missing because we're not getting tours and videos and, you know what I mean, and release parties and BET awards. Like, so that's why there's not so much to talk about because we're not getting the award seasons and, you know, the award shows and the tour dates and the performances. Like, that's a big part of our culture and the music industry. So we need those things to talk. And so, thanks for more calls because it's getting late and I got to get off here soon.
One more thing, Armand. I got to say one more thing. You know why I don't like calling? You know why I don't like calling your show sometimes? Because the comment section be messy. The chat be messy. They be rude as fuck for no reason. They just drag you. Like, they're just rude. Like, your channel is just, the people who involved, they're just messy. Like, literally, oh my gosh. They say whatever. They don't give a fuck about, they literally just don't. It's rude, for real. But we still love you, and I still love them, and we still go support the show. But yeah, I just wanted to point that somebody needed to point that out.
Okay, thank you. You gotta be strong over here. Love you too. Bye. You gotta be strong. Sheesh. Okay. They said that y'all rude and messy, and that's a compliment compared to what they say about me. I'm a self-hating Negro. You know. So goodness, I'm a coon. I'm bought and paid for by everything in the industry that I support. I'm jealous. I'm mentally ill. I'm hurting every day. Apparently, I'm just hurting. You could only imagine the things that get said about me on a daily basis. I'm just in a permanent position of angst and despair and depression and hatred for thyself and anything black. And so, Jai, you're going to have to be strong. Only the strongest and the fittest will survive. And then, you know, everybody that supports me is dumb, stupid, and insecure, especially the black women that follow me. Until you follow them, right? See, that's the part. So that's what they want. Because if it was, you know, that's the thing that also kills me. It's always a I don't watch him ass bitch that knows exactly what we're doing. Or conveniently enough, when there's something going on, their subscribers sent, girl, you don't even got that many subscribers. Ain't nobody sent you nothing and asked you to talk about me. You was watching. And then they conveniently know what channels to go to drag me. You know what I mean? So they won't call, they don't watch me, they don't like me, but they know exactly what channel to go to where they can, you know. Yes, we hate them. We hate them. Yeah, we hate them. It'd be so funny. That's why I'd be like, girl, you might have some good points, but I don't take you serious, especially when I see you. If let me tell you something. If you really want me to take it, like this goes for all the people that want me to give a damn about their opinions when it comes to controversy surrounding me. If you really want me to sit and think and internalize and really care, do it and mean it on your page and leave it at that. But if you come and drag me, or the first thing you do was you were a subscriber to me and then you go to that motherfucker that literally wants to be me, if that's the first thing that you do when you get mad at me, Mitch, all credibility is lost. Because how the hell can you not see the delusion and the obsession over there? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, girl, this is about a click in the view for you too. Because you don't even really like you just mad because I don't respond to your email properly. That's why you don't like me, girl. This has nothing to do about the controversy at hand. Because if you were genuinely hurting, the first place you wouldn't know exactly where to go, yeah, I hate him too. You know what I mean? Like when a bitch know exactly where to go, like, just go try to team up with the immediate op right away. It's just like, oh, yeah, girl. Credibility is shot. Oh, yeah, they really get mad when they get hung up on and shit like that. But listen, so that'd be the thing. You know what I mean? But a lot of these people, let me tell you something. A lot of these people that don't like me, don't get it twisted. They love me. And I want to tell y'all this. And a lot of these people, they talk crap about my audience, but they want my audience. So they love me, but they love my audience too. I never could understand how a person didn't like me so much, but they know, and I'm not even talking about one person. I'm not even talking about the stalker. The stalker loves me. I already know that. I don't care about them anymore. They love me. I said no, and it just is what it is. So, girl, that I'm talking about the new people that's coming around now. They don't ever watch. They stopped watching a long time ago. They unsubscribe. But yet, you doing a video on me almost every other day. See, that's the thing. I cannot stand Tasha K, but I never told you I was not subscribed to her, and I never told you that she wasn't entertaining. I'm going to watch that hoe. Because she's entertaining. She's a kiki. I may not watch everything, but I'm not going to unsubscribe. Why would I unsubscribe? If I unsubscribe from you, I just genuinely don't like you and I don't want to see your content at all. There are some people that I don't watch them. And when I say I don't watch them, I literally don't watch them. Contrary to what people might say, I don't watch. If I go down the list of names, it'll be shaded and it'll be headlines tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you. But there's a lot of people that y'all might think I watch, and I don't watch them. Either they're boring or they're not interested, or I really didn't watch them in the beginning. They just were dragging me, so I watched them. Now, there's other people that I watch because I always need to make sure that there are enemies that you have to keep close. So you definitely watch those enemies because you never know what they plot and scheme. And just in case you have to, you know, things need to ever go legal, you need to understand where your enemies are and what they said and what they did. You never let, you know, your real true enemies out of your sight. I'm never let me tell you something. If a person is dragging me every single day, you know, I'm going to be on that. I may not talk to you, but I'm going to be on that. Because, baby, when you get that work, I'm going to have all my receipts lined up, buttoned up in a nice file so I can collect my coin. So you never want to sleep on them. You always want to keep your enemies close. You want to know exactly what they're doing and what they're thinking so you can stay one step ahead. So that's that on that. So don't get that twisted. It's just always the I don't watch him ass girl. Oh, I don't like him. I used to watch. I'm not. It's like, girl, why are you so mad? And it's like, are you really mad? Because they're not going to see the people that they team up with. I'm like, oh, girl, I don't even care what you're saying no more. You had a better job of affecting me just being on your platform. But if you go and team up with certain people and I see you over in their comments or you on live with them, oh, girl, please. It was your best bet not to talk about, not to like me, because, girl, you wasn't coming over here anyway. You was done. There was one lady she asked. She was on another, I think she was on Sean Davey Wade's platform. Oh, what's Sermon Station head? What did he say over there? I'm like, girl, I blocked you. I think she was somewhere. Well, he blocked me. I don't even know why I got blocked. A lot of people don't know why they got blocked, but I know why you got blocked. But you was on the wrong side of the fence. Bye. I see everybody. That's why I say, and even on the positive note, even if I can't get to all your emails, your text messages, or your DMs, let me tell you something. I see you. So for those of you guys that was tagging Erica Banks or batting for me in these different chats and different things, I see y'all. And the same ones that are fake subscribers but then be calling in, dragging it and wearing it out and on these different shows, be trying to clear. I know y'all voices. I know you are. Block. Don't come and then be, well, what happened? I wonder why I was blocked. I see you, bitch. You gone. Gotta go. Bye. No explanation needed. I see everything. Blocked. Some of these motherfuckers be blocked and don't even know why. You don't have to know why. Just know. If you think about it long enough, you know why you blocked, bitch. I don't fuck with you. You get blocked, it probably wasn't an accident. Maybe you didn't do something right then and there, but if you think about it long enough, you'll realize why the fuck you got blocked. Oh, yes. I watch everybody, baby. And, you know, and so do my people. Don't get it twisted. My moderators, my fans, my followers, I get, watch this one. This was just fake fraud. Boop, 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 blah, 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 blah. I see them all. We let go of members. We let go of moderators. We let go of people. You moving funny? Okay. One time, whenever a person is moved, the funny movers stick out like a sore thumb. They always think that they hide it, but the funny move, you can tell a funny mover. So, they get blocked quickly. They get blocked. Oh, and they said you haven't been. Yeah, you haven't been blocked. You've been time out. And now listen. And sometimes in the chat, child, I leave it up to my moderators to block, and they know because they now they know more than me because they be way more into YouTube on these streets. So you know, I listen to them. If they say such and such is just a mess, and they be all because sometimes my people be they be everywhere. They don't just be on one person channel because I know people be like to take the credit. Yeah, it's people. We're not talking about you, girl. Cause she be done went and made a video right now, thinking that this was a live about her. Ain't nobody made no video. We used to you. My people don't even watch. We don't care about you, girl. We used to you. We expect it from you. We expect you to go live, girl. There's no surprise from you no more. We talking about the newbies, the new ones that be trying to go live and do videos. They be all in the street, okay? And we be getting into some things, and so they be seeing y'all for what y'all is, and then it gets back up to me, and it's like, girl, block them. Why? My thing is this. Why do you want to know my station head? Why do you want to be on my backup channel? Why do you want to be in the comments? Why do you want to follow me on Instagram if you don't like me? Why? I don't understand that. Why? That's what I want to know about this one chick. I'm like, you don't like me. You call and talk shit about me. Listen. I never even see, like, girl, you probably never call on any other topics, but it's like an Armand Wiggins headline topic, like, but you always there. I had to call in and drag it up. Girl, it's like, you love me. You love Armand Wiggins news. People love Armand Wiggins news. Just admit it. Just admit it. Y'all love to consume Armand Wiggins drama. It is what it is. Maybe I'm just the villain that y'all love to hate in your lives. Whatever. But don't act like you don't like me. Because you have to like me to watch me. And then to be like, well, what's the station head? And I told the dirty bitch, we're not telling you the station head. You don't get to find it. You don't like me. Why do you want to see me on station head? So you can go and have something to complain about? Why? You on top of that, you got an Android, so you don't like me, but you're willing to go type in the link on your Android device, which Station Head ain't even really made for, just to go hear what I said. Well, why? You don't like me. I can't tell you. I couldn't tell you. I don't know what that's about. So, it's so crazy. Whew. But anyway, child, all right, so my diet chicken is ready. I'm going to get out of here. I just wanted to kiki with y'all for a little bit.